Praise God, dear heart. Thank you for joining me again on Holy Ghost Fire Talk. Fan the flame, fight the fight, in Jesus' mighty name. Today we're going to talk about remaining in love. And we're coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 7. And I read from the Complete Jewish Bible. And it reads, "Beloved friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has God as his Father and knows God." Dear heart, that is the only way that we can love, even though we hear the world talking about loving each other. But when you hear the world talking about loving each other, they're actually saying, regardless of what I do, regardless of what I say, you love it. But no, dear heart, love is God. And our Father have commanded us to love one another. And when we love each other, that is proof and evident that God is truly is our Father and that we know God, because God is love. I mean, that's who he is. He's not hate. He's not envy. He's not jealousy. That is of the evil one. But our Heavenly Father, dear heart, he is love. And we who love him, we also will love others. Verse 8 say, "Those who do not love do not know God, because God is love." So when a person do not love, dear heart, they are not of God, and they neither do they know God, because God truly is love. If God the Father is truly in that person's heart, they will love even their enemy. Because hate, bitterness, rage, and anger is not part of the Father's personality. That is the personality of the dark one, the evil one, Satan, and his demons. But those who do not love, again, do heart, they do not know God, because again, God is love. Verse 9 say, "Here is how God showed his love among us. When love is in us, dear heart, we just don't talk love. We will show love, because that is our personality. Our personality is that of our Heavenly Father by his Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, who is love." So, when love is in us, God is in us, dear heart, we will show love one towards another. Again, verse 9 say, "Here is how God showed his love among us." How did God show his love among us? The scriptures say, "God sent his only son into the world so that through him we might have life." Verse 10 say, "Here is what love is. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear heart, God loved us first. We say that we love God, but actually God loved us. He loved us unconditionally. Now, sometimes we will take and love others only conditional, but God loved us unconditional. No matter what, dear heart, God still loves us. Dear heart, God do not hate you. No matter what you have done in life, or how whatever things Satan have told you have done, and God will not forgive you, that is a lie from the accuser of the brethren. God loves you. God love us. And we're supposed to remain in his love. Remain in his love. And you know, our Heavenly Father stated that whenever we do make a mistake, because he know we will probably make a mistake, then he said for us to repent. First, admit to that wrongness. Admit to your mistake and repent of it from your heart and do it no more. And he said, "I will forgive you." And he does, dear heart. He forgive us. And that is a way, another way in which we remain in his love. Remaining in his love. We need to continue to abide, dwell, wait, stay in Christ Jesus without yielding to the temptations and the hardships that comes our way, dear heart. We must continue to remain in love, which is in God. Because remember, love is only God. I'm not talking about the world way of loving. Because again, the world way of loving is saying that you must go along with everything I do, everything I say, and you prove to me that I love you. No, that's not true. Only God himself is love, and we are supposed to remain in his love. Verse 11 say, beloved friends, if this is how God loved us, we likewise ought to love one another. You see, we are supposed to love each other, dear heart, as our Heavenly Father have loved us. He loved us so much that he gave us his best, which is his only begotten Son, who he is well pleased and loved. He gave him as atoning sacrifice for you and I, so we can be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father. Dear heart, we must be atoning sacrifice for one another so that we can reconcile others back to Jesus Christ, to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ by his Spirit. We must do as our Heavenly Father. We must show love one toward another. And again, this is even including your enemies. Because we once were God's enemy, dear heart. There's a time in our life when we didn't even know we was God's enemy. And then there was a time in our lives that we knew we were God's enemy because we were doing contrary to what God wanted us to do. But God still loved us because that's who he is. He loves us, dear heart. It's not his desire that any human being should perish in hell flame. And that's the reason why he is extending time so that you and I can come to him in repentance, you know, in our heart, to show him that we are sorry for what we have done in life, and that we accept his atoning sacrifice, which is his Son, Jesus Christ. And we turn and change from our evil ways. And therefore, we will remain in his love. So again, dear heart, God loved us, so we likewise should love one another. Verse 12 say, no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains united with us, and our love for him has been brought to its goal in us. Dear heart, none of us have seen God, but we believe that God is who he say he is. So no one has seen God, but if we love each other, then we will remain in God's love. We will remain in him because of our love for one another. And our love for him has accomplished its task. See, God wants to put his love in us. And again, dear heart, he only does it through and by his Holy Spirit. Through and by his Holy Spirit. When his Spirit is in us, dear heart, that is his love in us. And we're supposed to show love one for another. It doesn't matter what a person may say against us. It doesn't matter what they do against us. We are supposed to love them. Now, not agree with the wrongdoings, things that they do. No, we're supposed to love the person because our Heavenly Father loved them. Remember, our Heavenly Father has given his only begotten Son as atoning sacrifice for that person. Even though that person you consider to be your enemy, Jesus Christ died for that person just like he died for you. And we are supposed to love even our enemy. Praise the living God. Verse 13 say, here is how we know that we remain united with him and he with us. He has given to us from his own Spirit. You see, that's how we know that we remain in love, that we remain in him, that we remain united with him. Because again, he has given us his own Spirit. He has given to us from his own Spirit. you know, a portion of his own spirit, the Father through Jesus Christ has given us. And his spirit in us enables us and help us to love one another. This is how the world knows that we are truly Jesus Christ's disciples, dear heart. It's when we have love one for another. One for another. The world will see the love of the Lord in our heart. And because of that, Jesus Christ, through and by his spirit, is drawing the world to himself. Praise his holy name. Remaining in love. We have to, again, remain in his love. Now, Satan is going to try to do everything in his power to pull us away from Christ Jesus, to pull us away from remaining in his love. He may cause your enemy to slap you. What you going to do when your enemy slap you? Are you going to slap your enemy back? That's not what love said. Love said, turn the other cheek. Now, Satan will tell you that you are a weak Christian if you turn the other cheek. And I have heard some Christians say that. Say, look, I'm a Christian, but I'm not weak. So if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. No, dear heart. That is not remaining in his love, because that is not the example that Jesus has showed us. When they hit Jesus, Jesus did not hit them back. Matter of fact, Jesus said he could call down several legions of angels and could have consumed all of those who was fighting against him. But he did not, because of the Father's love in his heart for them, because Jesus was atoning sacrifice. Dear, we, as God's child, having his love in our heart by his spirit, again, we too are an atoning sacrifice for our enemies. For those who are still living in darkness, we are that atoning sacrifice. We call it, why? Because Jesus is in us through and by his spirit. We are an atoning sacrifice. The Father is going to use us to reconcile our and his enemies to himself. So if your enemy slap you, you smile, you thank your heavenly Father because of his love abiding and remaining in you, and you smile and you just turn the other cheek. And when you turn the other cheek, that person is going to see the loving grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. And you know what's going to happen? That person will drop to their knees in repentance to the Lord and asking God to forgive them, and also asking you. The world needs to see Jesus in us, dear heart. The world needs to see us remaining in his love, because again, if love is in us, which is God's spirit, we will show it. We will show it. You know, again, what you're going to do when someone curse you out? Are you going to curse them back out? The Lord say, no, you just smile. You just smile and say, peace, 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 because they need peace. You allow love, who is the Holy Spirit in you, to speak and do what he preferred to say and what he preferred to do. Don't allow the evil one, you know, excess through a small opening at that moment through your reaction to enter you and to counterattack them with anger or with hateful words. The Lord said, don't do that. We have to, again, remain united and abide and remain united in him, in his love. Again, this is how we know that we remain united with him and he with us, is that he has given to us from his own spirit. That is a gift, dear heart. And he is nothing but love. And again, when he's in us by his spirit, we too are love. And we will reflect and we will show love one towards another, no matter what one may say against us or how they may treat us. We are remaining in his love and show that individual the love of the Lord through us. Because again, the Lord is telling us we too are atoning sacrifices as our Savior Jesus Christ. He is the atoning sacrifice. And we too are atoning sacrifices, but he is the atoning sacrifice. Praise his holy name. Verse 14 says, moreover, we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as deliverer of the world. Now, the Father have sent Jesus Christ as deliverer of the world. And remember now, the same Jesus Christ that the Father sent as a deliverer to the world, dear Lord, lives in you and me by his Spirit. So therefore, we too are deliverers of the world. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. And through him, he has many deliverers who are you and I because of the Holy Spirit in us. So as the Father will, he leads, he directs our steps. As far as where he wants us to go, he even speaks through us what he wants to say. He tells us what he wants to say, because again, we are also the deliverer of the world. So when we speak the Father's word on this earth, he in the heaven will bring forth and bring to pass his word in the heavens. Because we speak it here on earth. Remember, we too are deliverers. It's just that we are not the deliverer. We serve under the deliverer. He has instructed us to go forth and remain in his love and as an atoning sacrifice for the world, so that the Heavenly Father, who have place in us and given from his own Spirit, his Holy Spirit, and put his Spirit in us by his Son, then the Heavenly Father at his will speak to us what we should say, what we should do. He will direct our every step of the way so that he can draw souls to himself, to bring souls out of the kingdom of darkness to the marvelous light. Praise his holy name. Verse 15 say, if someone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains united with him and he with God. You know, only the Holy Spirit can acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's only the Holy Spirit. And that God remains united with the person and he with God. Only the Holy Spirit. Devils cannot acknowledge this thing from the heart, dear heart. They refuse to say that Jesus Christ is Lord. They refuse to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, they would call Jesus all kinds of names, like, for instance, the man upstairs, or they'll take their head and look up, you know, but they refuse to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, and God remains with Jesus, and Jesus is with God. Dear heart. No, the devil refused that. He have to be forced to say it, but he don't freely of his own will say it. He cannot. Even if you as a person have a problem acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of God, if you have any slight problem in acknowledging Jesus is the Son of God, and that Jesus right now sits on the right-hand side of the Father, and that Jesus remains united with the Father, and the Father is in him. If you even have a slight problem, that only means, dear heart, that darkness abides in you. That means darkness is living in you, and only the deliverer, Jesus Christ, can set you totally, totally free. because you are not remaining in his love, in love, because only the Father is love. Because how much the devil, the people claim that they love, even the devil would say, I love him, I love her. But remember what the devil love is, when you allow him to do wrong things, things that are against God, then the devil love you. As long as the devil can kill, steal, and destroy everything you got, the devil say he loves you. That is the devil's love. As long as you go along with his wrongdoings, that's the devil's love. It's not love, but that is the devil's love. But true love only comes from God. Verse 16 say, also we have come to know and trust the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who remain in his love remain united with God, and God remains united with them. See, dear heart, scripture continues to show us that only God is love. And actually, dear heart, a person can only love you when they love God. When a person loves God and God gives them his spirit, then that will enable the person to truly love you. But if a person does not love God and have rejected God, refused God, they may say that they love you. They don't love you. They only love what they can get out of you and from you. And when the time comes where you no longer can give them what they want, then they will just dump you to the curb and abuse you. They are physically or verbally will abuse you because they no longer can get what they want from you. Dear heart, that is not love. Only love can come from God. So when a person loves God, then they is capable and able to love you, because only love comes from God. And when a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ, then again the Father would give from his spirit, and you, that would enable you to love the God way of loving an individual, and it would be unconditional. Praise the living God. Say, God is love, and those who remain in his love remain united with God. See, we have to remain. We have to remain in love. We have to remain in God's love. You know, if there was not a possibility that we could come out of God's love, then the scripture would tell us to remain in God's love. So we have to remain in his love. We always have to be conscious of the God of God way of doing things, always being conscious of his word, so that we can remain in his love. Because when we remain in God's love, then we will remain being united with him, and God will remain being united with us, dear heart. 17 say, here is how love has been brought to maturity with us. See, the love of God through us got to be brought to maturity. It got to grow in us. And it said, as the Messiah is, so are we in the world. It said, this gives us confidence for the day of judgment. Dear heart, so love has to be brought to maturity with us, as the Messiah is, so are we in the world. You see, praise his holy name. Dear heart, we have to grow. We have to grow in Christ Jesus. In order to grow in Christ Jesus, we have to remain in God, which is remain in his love. And we have to continue to, again, to abide in the Lord. Stay in the Lord. We have to wait. We have to wait on the Lord. We have to enter, into the things of God without yielding. We have to Accept what God say. Accept what he does. In other words, dear heart, in order to remain in his love, we constantly on a daily basis have to meditate upon the word of God. Always think on what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Go back to his word. You know, your neighbor approach you inappropriately. You say, okay, Lord, how will you handle this situation? And the Holy Spirit will quicken you and help you in handling that situation. So the first step that we need to take in remaining in God, is to always acknowledge God in whatever we do and whatever we say. We always inquire and acknowledge him, dear heart. That is how we remain in love. Praise his holy name. Verse 18. There is no fear in love. See, that, and there's not. There's no fear. Fear in God. No fear in love. You know, you fear loving someone, that feeling, which is in your emotions, is not of God. That is just evidence that those demons are abiding or living in your emotions. When you fear to love someone, because we are commanded of God to love one another. And there are actually people who have actually said, well, I fear loving this person. No, you're supposed to have a God kind of love, and you're supposed to love them the God kind of way. Not the fleshly kind of way. See, there's fear in loving someone in the fleshly kind of way. It brings on fear, you see. But loving an individual the God kind of way, there's no fear, because there's no fear in love. And that is no fear in God. Praise his holy name. He said, on the contrary, love that has a achieve its goal gets rid of fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The person who keeps fearing has not been brought to maturity in regard to love. And that's true, dear heart. So if you fear loving someone, that means that you have not been brought to maturity in love, which is the God kind of love. Praise his holy name. Need to be brought to maturity in love, because again, when love has achieved its goal, it gets rid of fear. Because when love has achieved its goal, you know who is love, and God is love. You know who is love, and you will know that God is love. Praise his holy name. Love won't, again, will not be a fleshly love. I love how you look. I love how your body look. I love what you do for me. Dear heart, that is a worldly love. That is not the God kind of love. God kind of love is unconditional. It's really an atoning sacrifice. Praise his holy name. Atoning sacrifice. The Father, again, because of his love for you and I, gave his only begotten Son as atoning sacrifice so that we can be reconciled back to him. So the love that we need is the God kind of love, which is atoning sacrifice. So the Father can also use us as atoning sacrifice to bring people back to himself. Praise his holy name. So when you're atoning sacrifice, your meaning is a substitute. So in other words, things that's not gonna go so well, you're gonna be the blame for it. So remember, you are atoning sacrifice. You're gonna get blamed for a lot of things that you did not do or you did not say. And that only means that you are an atoning sacrifice, and that you are remaining and abiding in his love as an atoning sacrifice. And Jesus Christ, who is the the atoning sacrifice has set an example for you and I that these things must happen to us so that those who are not in love can see love acting out through you. Therefore, love through you will draw them to their Heavenly Father. Praise His holy name. So the next time, dear heart, you get blamed for something you did not say, you did not do, you just smile and say, thank you, Father. Just as my Savior, my Master, is the atoning sacrifice because you love the world and you gave Him as atoning sacrifice. Likewise, you are giving me as atoning sacrifice. So this person, this loved one, so this other person who my enemy can see you through me because I am too an atoning sacrifice. And your aim is to draw them to you, Lord. Here am I, Lord, willing and obedient servant in Jesus' mighty name. Dear heart, that is love. That is remaining and abiding in His love. That is Christ's love. That is God's love, dear heart. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Glory, 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 glory. Verse 19 say, we ourselves love now because He loved us first. Remember now, okay, how much we say we love the Lord. Remember, the Lord loved us first. If anyone says, I love God, and this is what verse 20 say. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. If anyone say, I love God, but I just don't like my brother and sister, is a liar. They do not love God. Because remember, God loved that individual. No matter what that individual say or do, God loved them. God again sent His only begotten Son as atoning sacrifice so that they can be reconciled to Him. So if you say you love God, but you hate or dislike your brother and sister, the scripture says you are a liar. And you know what? Who Jesus said the father of lies is, and that is Satan. And actually, the Lord here is saying that Satan is the one, is your daddy, and is not the Father. Because the Father, He loved us. He loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. So if you are abiding in love, which is in God, then you will know God, you will know His love. Because He had given Himself to you through and by His Spirit. He had given to us from His own Spirit. So love is in us. So we will love our brother. We will love our sister. We will even like them. Now, I'm not saying to like what they do. Because Lord do not like what we do. When we do wrong, He doesn't like that. But the person, He liked and He loved the person. So again, the scripture warns us that if we say we love God and we hate our sister or brother, we are a liar. Then it says, for if a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, now we don't love our brother or sister who we have seen and we see, then the scripture said, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen. Then you can't love someone you have not seen. I don't care how much you say you love God. That's why a lot of times people get to know God through His word, they end up not liking God because they don't like His word. Praise His holy name. See, dear, if we love God, we're going to love His word because His word is who He is. Praise His name. 21 say, yes, this is the command we have from Him. This is a command we have from our Heavenly Father. Whoever loves God must love his brother also. So, dear heart, the command we got from our Heavenly Father is that we say we love him, then we will love one another. We love our brother, which is easy. And also, we will love our enemy. We will love our enemy. Again, you don't love the thing that the enemy do, because the thing the enemy do is of and from the evil one. But the person, just as the Father loved you, when you and I, when we rebelled against him, he still loved us. He didn't give up on us. But he didn't love what we was doing, but he loved us, the person. Likewise, we are to love others. We are to love them who wrong us. We are to love our enemy because Christ loved them. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to give us from your own spirit more and more each and every day to help us to know your love. Your love, Father, your unconditional love that you have for us to, and help us to reflect your love to others, Father. And help us to accept being also an atoning sacrifice for others. For others may see you living in us and working in us and see the light of your glory shining through us, Father, so that souls can be drawn to yourself through and by your Son, through your Spirit who reign and dwell and lives within us. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for tuning in to Holy Ghost Fire Talk. I'm your host, Evangelist King. Remember, I come on live every Monday and Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to visit our website at thechildrensmite.org for many programs. And be sure to download our mobile apps, Deliverance TV, Holy Ghost Fire Talk Radio. Deliverance TV and Holy Ghost Fire Talk Radio to stay updated with our programs while you on the go, in Jesus' name. Stay blessed now, and remember, in all you're getting, be sure you get understanding. Shalom.